if something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say that you can find it just about?
Just about, in just a minute.
If a person slipped and fell this way on some ice, you'd say that he fell...
flat on his face.
Uh-huh. And if he fell this way, he'd fall...
flat on his back.
And the direction that he'd be falling in would be...
forward and backwards.
Would you ever hear somebody say, nary a one, or something like
that? Nary one.
Uh-huh.
If not nary one.
Well, that would mean
yes.
None at all.
None.
A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me?
I didn't do anything.
Someone apologizes for breaking your rake, you might say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
No way.
A crying child might say, he was eating candy and he didn't give me...
he didn't give me any.
If a boy is spoiled when he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble blank.
Later in life.
What would you call the trenches cut by a plow in a field?
What you call the trench?
Yeah, those, well, they're not really trenches. I guess they're kind of...
hills? Hilly?
Uh-huh. In a field, you'd have a lot of these...
bumps.
Mm-hmm. If you have a good yield, you'd say, we raised a big...
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on some land...
cleared the land.
Would you ever hear of a name for a crop that comes up by itself? Maybe a year after it's planted?
Yeah.
I think sugar cane does that sometimes.
It does.
Corn.
Yeah, that's up north a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and corn will too. You know, you can say the next year whenever you've got something else planted there, a few corn stalks will be, you know, up in the ground.
Would you ever hear that called a volunteer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Volunteer.
You'd say that wheat is tied up into a...
bundle?
And the bundles or sheaves are piled up into a...
a bale.
You might say, we raised 40 of wheat to an acre.
40 acres.
If you were going to buy peaches or something like that, if you were going to buy a pretty good amount of them, you might buy them by the...
pound?
Or... if you bought
by the crate.
Uh-huh. And if you bought maybe a basket full of...
basket, hamper.
And the quantity would be, maybe you might have a peck, or... and then the next step up from that, you might have a...
Oh, goodness me.
What would you... you'd say it, one of these tall baskets. If you
yes. There is a peck.
What would you do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? You'd say the oats are...
the oats were separated.
If some friends of yours are coming over to see you, you say, blank and blank are coming over.
You would say the names, like Sherry and Diane.
And if somebody knew that,